Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, life's a whirlwind, right? We're constantly juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. But amidst all that chaos, there's one fundamental act we often overlook. Eating. It's easy to grab whatever's quickest or most convenient, scroll through our phones while munching, or even eat on autopilot. But what if I told you that paying attention to how and what you eat could be a powerful tool for self-care, better nutrition, and even finding some inner peace? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindful eating. It's not about deprivation or rigid rules, it's about cultivating awareness and appreciation for the food we consume. Think of it as bringing your full attention to the experience of eating, savoring each bite, noticing the flavors, textures, and even the aroma. Ready to unlock some incredible benefits? Here are 5 key takeaways to make mindful eating a part of your daily routine. 1. Slow down, you move too fast. Seriously, ever notice how quickly we shovel food into our mouths when we're stressed or distracted? It's like our bodies go on autopilot. Mindful eating is all about taking it down a notch. Chew thoroughly, appreciate the taste, and really savor each mouthful. It helps with digestion, improves nutrient absorption, and lets you actually enjoy your meal instead of just getting it over with. 2. Ditch the distractions. Phones, laptops, TV, these can become major roadblocks to mindful eating. They pull our focus away from the present moment and prevent us from truly connecting with our food. Aim for a screen-free zone during meals. Create a space where you can fully engage with your food and your senses. You will be surprised how much richer the experience becomes. 3. Listen to your body. Ever finished a meal feeling uncomfortably stuffed? Or skipped lunch because you weren't hungry but then ended up ravenous an hour later? Mindful eating is about tuning into your body's signals. Pay attention to those cues of fullness and satisfaction. Learn to differentiate between true hunger and emotional cravings. It's about nourishing yourself with intention, not just reacting to external pressures. 4. Appreciate the journey. Think beyond the plate itself. Take a moment to appreciate where your food comes from, the people who grew it, prepared it, or served it to you. This simple act of gratitude can add a whole new dimension to your mealtime experience and foster a sense of connection with your surroundings. 5. Make it a ritual. Just like any good habit, mindful eating takes practice. Consider making mealtimes a special ritual. Set the table, light a candle, play some calming music, whatever helps you create a peaceful and intentional space for nourishment. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Ever had that moment when you were mindlessly munching on a snack, only to realize an hour later that you barely tasted anything? It's like our brains just went zzzz while our stomachs worked overtime. Let me tell you, I've been there. Back in college, my go-to study fuel was pizza, don't judge. I'd wolf it down between textbooks and all-nighters, barely even registering the taste. It wasn't until I started practicing mindful eating that I realized how much I was missing out on the gooey cheese, the crispy crust, the savory sauce, everything. I began taking a few minutes before each meal to just breathe, appreciate what I had, and savor each bite. You know what? It made such a difference. I actually enjoyed my food more, felt less bloated after meals, and even started noticing the different flavors I'd been oblivious to before. So, remember folks, mindful eating isn't about restrictions or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about bringing awareness, intention, and gratitude to something we do every single day eating. It's a gift to ourselves, our bodies, and even the world around us. Now, I want you to take action. Challenge yourself to practice mindful eating for just one meal today. Put down your phone, engage all your senses, and really enjoy that delicious experience. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's spread the word about this powerful self-care tool. Until next time, keep striving for those stoic vibes and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.